Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Social norms. It's one of the hardest things to change. And here's why. There's a lot of emotion wrapped up in this behavior, which is why we game changers have to tread lightly. This effort needs a scalpel, not a jackhammer. So the big question posed in the post is how do we create an alternative that will be seen as a better substitution for a deeply rooted social norm? Here are two criteria that will give the new way forward better odds. First up, keep the why, but change the path. The example in the presentation was genital cutting in many African nations. That behavior was part of a month-long ritual preparing girls to be women. It included teaching about becoming wives and mothers. The new alternative kept that educational piece, but change the last part, the cutting. A much easier plan to promote because it didn't require an overhaul. So ask yourself, what small changes create the new behavior but preserve the bigger meaning? Keyword, small. Too many of us make this a bigger battle than it has to be. Second, introduce new examples. The big pushback with social norms is that no one wants to change first. They are afraid of being punished within the group. But new portrayals in social media, entertainment, is a low-risk initiation to the new behavior. It makes it okay to change when new behaviors appear normal. So make sure you include those kinds of introductions that make your changes okay to adopt. You know, it's tempting to focus on the bad behavior that we want to stop. But the power of social norms force us to focus on the big picture. These two ideas will help us promote change using the context as an advantage instead of becoming an obstacle. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.